All right, we're back. Any questions, comments, or observations? Yes. Good question. The question is, how do I stop myself from thinking negative thoughts or doubting, or when I'm pulled toward thinking about that can't work, how is this going to work, and start doubting? Well, the answer is you need to get the ball of energy, the positive ball of energy, bigger than the negative ball of energy that you've been establishing your whole life. And that's pretty huge at this point. How do you do that? At the end of this entire weekend, and for those of you listening to the CDs, after you listen to the CDs, you're going to be at a conscious competence level. You're going to be consciously aware of the techniques and consciously aware of how you have to think and how you have to apply these procedures. For those who are here, you're all going to get these CDs. And so for everyone listening to the CDs and the people that are here, the first thing you need to do is listen to these CDs over and over and over again, virtually every day. Listen to some of the CDs. If you're in your car, listen to the CDs. Listen to them over and over again. And you're going to be doing some other things I'm going to be sharing with you. But there's going to be a series of steps that you can be doing that will cause you to focus on these techniques. That will cause you to be thinking the right thoughts. And by law of attraction, when you're thinking the right thoughts, that process of thinking, remember, when you think, whatever you think about, your brain is then transmitting a frequency. Every thought that you have is your brain transmitting a frequency. So every time you think a thought, your brain transmits a frequency. The more intensity that you put into that thought, and the more power you put into that thought, and let's define, what is intensity and what is power? It is when that thought is large, when there's a lot of emotion attached to that thought. Now, if that emotion is hate, anger, or if that emotion is excitement, thrill, whether it's a good emotion or a bad emotion, the more emotion that's attached to the thought, that is what is increasing power and increasing intensity. The longer you think about it, that is the duration. But every time you think a thought, it puts out a vibration. Your brain is transmitting a vibration. And every time your brain transmits a vibration, it is attracting first other like-minded thoughts. So the more you listen to these CDs, and I'm going to give you a whole list of things to do, you're going to start attracting the right thoughts, and then your positive ball of energy is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you will see yourself. Now that you know, remember, you don't know what you don't know? Well, now you're consciously competent. So now you're going to see yourself thinking the wrong thought. How do you know when you're thinking the wrong thought? Answer, based on how you feel. That's why I said earlier that the first most important thing, the only thing you do to make this super stupidly simple, is every day monitor how you feel. If you feel good, your objective is to feel better. If you feel bad, to whatever degree, that could be on the low end of the scale, complete depression where you're suicidal, or just bored, or unsure, afraid, feeling grief, anger, hate, any negative emotion. Whenever time you feel that, that is telling you, you are thinking the wrong thought. And just catch yourself whenever you feel bad. And the procedure then is, okay, I feel bad, how do I feel better? I'm going to teach you how to do that. So your goal is always feel better. So I'm going to teach you how to do that. So what we talked about is the basic procedure on getting what you want is first define what you want. You can be specific, general, or just feeling good. You must have a burning desire for what you want, which is high intensity and high power. That means high emotion, high expectation, real excitement, get your juices flowing, be on fire about it, really have an obsession about it. When you do that, when you have what you want and you're obsessed with it and desire it and are excited about it and have anticipation about it and feel good about it when you think about it, then you think about it for a long period of time. That means you're going to be thinking about it all throughout the day with excitement every time you think about it, not feeling bad. If you're feeling bad, that means you're doubting. If you're feeling good, that means you're believing. And you must have belief. And that's the key to getting what you want, and then it will come in. The key element here is once you define what you want, when you think about what you want, how do you feel? You want to increase the feeling to complete excitement, exhilaration, and you ideally want to get to the point of complete expectation. The feeling, when you think about what you want, the ideal feeling is as if there's completely no doubt it's coming. It's as if you've already received it. Not that it's coming in. The ideal feeling you want to get to is that you've already received it. That it's there. And a good example is, how do you feel on Christmas Eve knowing tomorrow it's Christmas and the presents are under the tree? There's no doubt at all, it's complete excitement that it's coming tomorrow. The only difference here is when you have that feeling of anticipation, you don't have to worry whether it's tomorrow, next week, or next month, because the time when it's coming in is completely irrelevant. You let that happen when it's supposed to happen. So you put no time element on it. When you do, it just increases the ability to get doubt. This makes sense? So let's talk about specifically how to feel good now, because this is the number one challenge. Defining your dream we talked about, but how to feel good now. Because if you first and foremost are always monitoring your emotions, if someone says, what do I do every day? It's always the same thing. Monitor your emotions. If you're not feeling good, that means you're not thinking properly, and that means you need to change your thinking and start feeling good. When you start feeling good, you start attracting more like-minded thoughts, and now you're getting to the unconscious competence level where this is happening automatically. It happens automatically when you've done this enough times and you develop enough neural pathways in the brain, and the positive ball of energy is bigger than the negative ball of energy. So let me give you a specific list of things you can do to feel good now. And some of these might surprise you, but these are the things that we have learned, myself and my colleagues, that work incredibly effectively well. And some of these are simplistic and easy, but you'll be surprised because they all work. And so if you're listening to the CDs, you can listen to them, but you should write them down. If you're here, you can write these down so you have this list available. First, if your body feels bad, it's going to be harder for you to feel good. So first and foremost, your body is an important element to feel good with your body. First and foremost, you want to be eating good food. Throughout history, food has been sustenance. The number one cause of death throughout history has been famine, lack of food. The second cause of death has been disease, which is caused by nutritional deficiencies and a weak immune system, which is lack of food. So you should be eating good food. Without getting into a big lecture on what's right to eat, I'll make it very simple. You can virtually eat anything you want, but eat food that is as close to as nature intended. So if you want to eat lots of fruits, fresh fruits are better than canned fruits, obviously. Organically grown fruits are better than conventional because they're not genetically modified. They don't have the pesticides and herbicides on them. There is a huge difference between organically grown produce, which is why when you go to 4- and 5-star resorts where the wealthy go, most of the produce is organically grown. When you go to people's homes, organically grown is much better. Not genetically modified, no pesticides and herbicides. Vegetables, same thing. Fresh vegetables are better than cooked vegetables, but both are just fine. Organically grown vegetables are better. Grains, rice, wheat, barley. Somebody says, when would I ever eat barley? Well, if you ever had barley soup, buckwheat, there's a lot of different grains. People don't even eat them today in various countries, but in other countries you eat them all the time. But grains are good. Oatmeals, ideally organically grown grains. And this is very significant because most grains today, corn specifically, but most grains today are being genetically modified specifically for the feed industry so that when they feed grains to animals, it makes the animals grow faster and get fatter quicker. So organically grown grains, again, that have not been genetically modified. Meats, beef, chicken, lamb, veal, all good, fine, no problems. Any types of meats, ideally organically grown animals, whether it's eggs, organically grown, dairy products, organically grown, and meats, organically grown, because they don't have bovine growth hormone or other hormones pumped into them. The animals are slaughtered properly, they're cleaner, they're healthier, they don't have antibiotics pumped into them, and there's a huge difference between organically grown meat products and those that are not. One example is a cow is a vegetarian animal, which is supposed to eat grass. Commercially grown cattle can be fed genetically modified corn and grains that make these animals grow unnaturally fat. And they're also fed ground up dead pigs, horses, cows, goats, and chickens that were too sick to slaughter and give to humans. So they feed them to the vegetarian cow, which is one of the causes of mad cow disease. And obviously then that animal, which is eating dead animals when it's not supposed to, it's a vegetarian, gets sick and has the disease of the animals that it's eating, and then you're eating that cow. So ideally organically grown meat products and dairy products. So eat good food. Eating 3 times a day is really important. Eating fresh fruits every day, fresh vegetables every day as part of your regime is really important. And stay away from things such as artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners will block your brain's ability to send out vibrations. Interesting. High fructose corn syrup, stay away from that. Very dangerous. Monosodium glutamate, stay away from that. Stay away from processed foods. Stay away from fast food restaurants, because when you go to a fast food restaurant, everything in it has high fructose corn syrup, monosodium glutamates, and other chemicals which block your ability to think and actually make you feel bad and depressed because they're blocking neuropathways in the brain. So eating good food is really significant and important. I'm not going to give a complete lecture on that. Later, I'll go into all the details of what you should and shouldn't be eating, but eating good food is really vital. Secondly, nutritional deficiencies. Everyone has nutritional deficiencies because we're not eating as good as we should. So by eating good food, that'll help handle nutritional deficiencies. When your body has all the proper nutrients, you feel better, you think clearer, and you can focus, and you can transmit vibration better. You will always feel better when you have all the nutrients you need. I suggest not taking vitamins and minerals, but taking what's called whole food supplements, which is basically concentrated food. So when you're eating a whole food supplement, it is a supplement that you take to supplement your diet And these supplements contain concentrated food sources. Therefore, you're getting all the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes from food in a concentrated form in the exact proportion that nature intended. That way you're getting all the vitamins and minerals in the proportion that nature had intended. A good source for that, you can go on the web, is qnlabs.com. That's one of the best sources in the United States, and there are other companies all around the world, whole food sources. Next, one of the reasons why you feel bad and one of the things that will block your ability to focus are toxins in the body. Toxins include heavy metals, such as from mercury fillings. Candida is a toxin in the body. All the food you've eaten your whole life, the pesticides, the herbicides, are in your body with toxins. In the water supply, chlorine and fluoride, those are toxins. Water that you drink and water that you bathe and shower in. We are loaded with toxins from the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the number one toxin that you're dealing with today are drugs. I'm not going to get into this whole discussion, but getting people to use pharmaceutical drugs, non-prescription and prescription drugs, is something that's prevalent because taking drugs, even an aspirin, will weaken your ability to focus and transmit vibration. So the more drugs somebody can get you to take makes you powerless. It reduces your power to create. So if you're taking nasal decongestant, cold and flu medicine, statins for high cholesterol, a drug for high blood pressure, pain medication, all these things reduce your ability to transmit vibration. It's specifically designed to get you less powerful. So we're loaded up with toxins. Therefore, you should be doing some type of cleansing to get these toxins out. Now, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of cleanses, but you want to do the following: a colon cleanse, a liver gallbladder cleanse, a kidney cleanse, a parasite cleanse, a candida cleanse, a fat cell cleanse, and a heavy metal cleanse. Those are the basic ones. You can go to qnlabs.com. They have a lot of good cleanses. You can also go to drschultz.com. He has a lot of good cleanses. You can just go online and Google cleanses, and you can see a whole bunch of different cleanses available. You can go to naturalcures.com. They have a lot of great cleanses at that website. So cleansing and getting cleanses, toxins out of the body is very effective. We do fasting, we do colonics, and we do this on a regular basis to make sure that our power, it's kind of like taking your car in and getting a tune-up and getting the oil and filter changed. If you're going to race a car, want to win the race, you want to make sure that engine is operating really powerfully. Here, your engine is your brain and your ability to focus and transmit vibration. So that's why doing these things is really important. The next thing, which is very interesting, is today, this didn't exist 50 years ago, today you're bombarded by electromagnetic frequencies. Remember I told you the experiments where various things, from a bar of gold to a glass of water to a piece of metal, when hit with an electromagnetic frequency from a radio wave, a microwave, a wireless device, a cell phone, these waves affect vibration. You are being bombarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from all the satellites that are beaming electromagnetic waves, all the cell phone towers, all the radio transmissions, and in your homes, all the electrical wiring emits radio waves. All the wireless devices emit radio waves. Your cell phones, your laptop computers that are on wireless, Wi-Fi, we are bombarded today by radio waves, and these radio waves are hitting us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can't avoid them anywhere on the planet. And these radio waves are going to affect our own vibration and our ability to transmit vibration. So what do? You can't eliminate it, but you can neutralize it. They're called electromagnetic chaos eliminators. And there's a lot of devices that you can purchase. Many of them are great. Some of them are very good. They all vary in terms of their effectiveness. No one really knows which is the best ones are out there. But there's a few of them. Q-Link is one. An e-pendant is another. You can get that at ewater.com. BioPro is another effective one. BioShield is another effective one. You can just go online and punch in Google EMFs, and you'll see a whole bunch of websites and different products giving devices that you can put on laptops, devices that you can wear on yourself, devices you can put on your wireless devices, these things you can put on your cell phones. And what they'll do is they'll help neutralize this electromagnetic energy and chaos, so your body will be more balanced, and it really will affect your power. Next is exercise. You always feel better when you exercise for a lot of reasons. You're oxygenating the body and so forth. The most important way to feel better, if somebody say, "What is there? If there's one thing I can do to feel better, what would it be?" And that is go for a walk outside. You're getting the sun. The sun is vital to making you feel better. So getting outside, I don't care what month it is, you know, if it's cold, put on clothes, because the radiation from the sun will pass through your clothes into your body. Get outside and go for a walk. Throughout history, the wealthy always went outside. They always walked, with rare exception. And those who didn't, such as Howard Hughes, became crazy. But going outside for a walk, or riding a horse, but no one has a horse sitting around. Aristocracy always rode horses. But go outside for a walk for about an hour. Doesn't have to be a fast walk. And when you're walking, look at things far away. It'll make you feel much, much better. The sun and so forth. Actually, research shows that the number one easiest, fastest way to cure any type of depression or low feeling is going for a walk outside for about an hour and looking at things far away. The natural body movement of walking, the air, oxygen, the sun, and the fact that you're looking at things far away, all combined, actually cures depression better than any type of drug or any other type of known treatment. Another effective way to feel better is rebounding. There's a little mini trampoline. It's a round mini trampoline, and you jump on that. That's a cellular exercise. It flushes toxins out of the lymphatic system. Within just 5 minutes of jumping on this little thing, you feel dramatically better. Also, there's something called a vibration plate. You can go to hypergravity.com, and they sell the best vibration plate machine for your home known. And you get on this and just stand on it, and it vibrates. And it vibrates every cell in the body, releases endorphins, makes you feel tremendously good. Also, there's something called an inversion table. An inversion table is something that you get for your home. You can stand on it, and you slowly start shifting. You're lying down in this device, and you begin to hang upside down. Now, you don't even have to go all the way and hang completely upside down, but you're getting inverted so that your head is below your feet, and you're inverting yourself. This process makes you feel tremendously better. So that's pretty much with the physical body. Now let me give you some things that you can easily do and what I'm going to recommend. Every day when you leave this workshop, you should be reading books. I mentioned that leaders are always readers. I'm going to give you, before you go, a suggested book list. We also have, as part of the Global Information Network that we're launching, a monthly book that we will send you. Reading every day, even one page a day, gets you to focus on positive thoughts and focus on you can create, and gets you to focus on I can change my situation. It gets you to focus on I can create anything I want in my life. So reading books is absolutely vital. Listening to CDs also gets you to focus and think the right thoughts and start building up that positive energy so you get to unconscious competence. Again, as part of the Global Information Network, we're going to be launching very soon a monthly program where every month we will be sending you 4 CDs and a book. And I would highly suggest and recommend that you all join the Global Information Network so that you can be plugged in and get the information from myself and my colleagues directly. So you can be hearing this information and have access to it every month, updates on world events and what's happening, but primarily teaching you this knowledge and information in depth, and more in depth. It'll be one of the most powerful tools you can have to be part of the Global Information Network. And as part of the Global Information Network, you'll also have access to upcoming events that we have, so you can come and listen to people, either myself or others, share this information, answer your questions, and meet other like-minded people who are part of the Global Information Network. You know, when you come to an event like this, one of the advantages is that your mind starts attracting other like minds. It's the law of attraction. But a unique thing happens when you're physically in a room with other people. When minds are connected in a room physically, you actually create one mind. Napoleon Hill called it the mastermind. And this is a technique that the wealthy have used throughout history because they know that themselves have incredible power, but there is a synergistic effect. When they start attaching themselves on a regular basis, physically in the same presence with other people, and start sitting down with them, they create another mind which is much more powerful than each one independently. So you're all going to be energized when you leave here, more so than those people just listening to the CDs, because you're physically here in the room. So coming to an event is much more powerful than let's say doing sitting home watching an event on the internet. That's very, very good, but it's much, much better to physically be in the room. So I would suggest you join the Global Information Network, because you're going to be part of the inner circle and part of this unique group, almost like a secret society that's now going to be available to all people and not just the elite class. Going to seminars, as I mentioned, is a really important thing to do on a regular basis. And as part of the Global Information Network, we're going to recommend seminars and lectures that you can go to all around the world, where you can, again, meet like-minded people, get more information, and keep you focused on this concept. Another way to feel good if you're feeling down is music. Listening to your favorite music. If you're ever feeling blue or feeling bad, playing your favorite song can change the way you feel dramatically. Singing can change the way you feel dramatically. Use the power of music. So one of the things that, you know, I do and other folks do is we have access to these tools so that when something occurs that we didn't expect, we immediately know that, you know, I didn't expect this. This doesn't seem like it's a good thing. But because we've been trained so well, we first reaction sometimes can make you feel bad. But we are so trained that we can turn that around. You know, I get an email and says, bad news in court. Such and such just happened. And I look at that and I go, well, that certainly appears to be bad news. But I put an instant smile on my face and I go, I have no idea how, but I know this is going to work out to my ultimate advantage. Something outstandingly good is going to come from this, and I don't know how. So I feel instantly good. But years ago, when something like that would happen, I would feel instantly bad because that was the neurotransmitters that were going through the neural pathways. That was the habit that you instantly feel bad, and you start focusing on, oh my God, fear comes in, this is not good, what's going to happen, because you're focusing on your own radar screen. And so in order to feel better, you go for a walk, or you listen to your favorite song, you start singing, and you start changing the way you feel right away. Because the most important thing is every day is that you feel good right now, no matter what the situation. Hugs. Want to feel better? Hug somebody. Most people today don't get enough tactile contact with other human beings. Shaking hands is good, but hugging someone is really valuable, and that can make you feel tremendous. Laughing, one of the most powerful things. When people get, in our circles, when people get disastrous news, they don't focus on the disastrous news. They know if they can change their vibration, they can change that situation. And the way you change your vibration is you feel good. When you're feeling good, you're vibrating good, and something good will happen. You will attract it. So sometimes you can read funny books or watch funny movies or TV shows or go to a situation and start laughing. The more you laugh, the better you feel. If you laugh throughout the day, it's one of the most healthiest processes you can do. Laughter is the best medicine. There was a great book written by Norman Cousins called The Anatomy of an Illness. Guy was diagnosed with cancer. He decided he was going to, you know, they all told him he was going to die. He went and he started laughing because he said, before I die, I'm just going to laugh my way into the grave. Well, 6 weeks later, when he was supposed to be dead, he went back and they said his cancer was in complete remission. The laughter itself is healing to the body. Creates an alkaline state where disease can't exist in the body, and laughter is really powerful. Smiling. Okay, if you can't laugh, at least smile. Try to smile all day long. Focus on smiling all day long. Most people walk around with a scowl on their face, which is evidence of what they're vibrating, what they're transmitting. Fear, pessimism, uncertainty. So when you smile, you change that vibration. Just the act of smiling can change the vibration. Get a massage. Believe me, you will feel tremendously good. Take a sauna, hot sauna or wet steam. Get a pet if you don't have a pet, or play with your pet. They will make you feel much, much better. Paint, if you like to paint. Do some type of arts and crafts. Do something physically with your hands. Create something with your hands, like painting or pottery or arts and crafts. Dance. And you don't have to go to a ball. You can be home and just start dancing. Believe me, you turn on some music and you start dancing by yourself right in the midst of a catastrophe in your life, you will start feeling better, you will start laughing, and believe me, as if by magic, your situations will begin to change. Cook. When you cook, you're creating something with your hands. And for some people, that can be really a healing thing. You know, music. I mentioned about listening to music. You can also play music. If you play a musical instrument, that can be very healing. Play in a garden or plant a garden. When you start planting living things yourself with your hands, in the soil, something magical happens to you. Very powerful. And the last couple I want to talk about are something that you absolutely categorically must do. There is a technique developed by Dr. Roger Callahan called Thought Field Therapy. And one of his apprentices is by the name Gary, G-A-R-Y, Craig, C-R-A-I-G. You can do a Google search on Dr. Roger Callahan or Gary Craig. They have websites. And the technique that they have developed is one of the most powerful and fastest techniques of changing the way you feel. And I'll explain how it works, but you have to have this, especially in the beginning, because you are going to feel bad at some point, and you need to have something to turn that around very quickly. When you're feeling bad, the reason you're feeling bad is because you're focusing on something you don't want. So you're transmitting energy, a vibration. That vibration that you're transmitting is a vibration which is different and opposes to the things you do want. Everything you want is in your own DNA. So you're vibrating everything you want. But if you're transmitting an opposing vibration, they don't mix. That then blocks energy in the body and you feel horrible. That's really the mechanics of how it works. So, theoretically, all you have to do is think about something you want that you believe you'll get. Because if you think about, in the worst state, when you're feeling the absolute worst, if you start thinking about something you want, what will instantly happen because you're feeling so bad? When you think about something you want, you'll have the counter intention, which is, I'm not going to get that, which will make you feel bad again. Because of law of attraction, you keep being attracted to the negative part. So yes, you should be thinking about something. You can easily change the way you feel by consciously shifting and focusing on something that you want, something good, something that will make you feel happy, something you believe you can get. And keep focusing on that, and then the negative will just over time begin to diminish and go away. But because the negative can be so powerful in terms of its attractive pull, it is for a lot of people very difficult. You know, you just got served with divorce papers and you're devastated and you're heartbroken. So it's very difficult to focus on, well, you know, my life will be better and everything will be fine, because your thoughts for so long were with this person and they're going to keep drawing back there. So it's going to be sometimes difficult for you to change the focus, change your point of focus, so you can focus on something good that you believe in to make you feel better. So you can use the techniques I mentioned. You can go for a walk, you can listen to some music, you can sing, you can laugh, and absolutely those are very powerful techniques and you should employ them on a regular basis regardless of how you're feeling. You do the things on this list that I'm giving you and it's going to keep you in that good feeling state. But when you do have that horrible feeling, you don't want to wallow in it for hours or days or weeks. You want to eliminate it, because that will allow you to focus on the things you want powerfully with anticipation and create good things very quickly and change your situation very quickly. The Callahan technique is simply, when you're feeling bad, which again means you are now vibrating something, you're thinking about something you don't want, which means you're sending out a vibration which is opposite to the vibration that is part of you, which is who you really are. So you're in opposition and you feel horrible because energy is blocked through the body. What the Callahan technique will do is you simply tap on a series of acupressure meridian points in the body. And it takes less than 5 minutes to do this. There are various sequences. You can do it anywhere. And it'll break up the blockages in the physical body and make that vibration virtually dissipate or leave you. So in a matter of minutes, we've had people who are completely depressed start laughing and feeling better than ever, and they can't get that depressed feeling back because it's physically gone. It takes that negative blob of energy and virtually dissipates it and breaks it up. So you need to have this tool in your pocket to use on a going forward basis. You can get all that information at the Dr. Roger Callahan website or Gary Craig's website. Next is a process called dream building. This is where you're building up your dreams, goals, and desires, making them more real and very solid. Now, this technique is done multiple ways. First, dream building is by looking at things that you could potentially want, which means expanding your mind to possibility. Now, it's easy to look at physical things. So you can get a book, a magazine, such as the Robb Report, R-O-B-B, Robb Report, or DuPont Registry, which has fine homes and cars. You can look at magazines which have luxury items in there, from clothes and jewelry, watches, different things. And by looking at opulent things over and over again, you start expanding the possibility, because you start seeing that people are actually getting this stuff. This is real. So looking at magazines or brochures of opulent things, things that you could want, maybe it's pictures of happy families, maybe it's pictures of colleges, maybe it's pictures of people who are physically fit, if that's a goal you want, or people that, you know, look young and healthy and vibrant, people that are laughing, people that are in great social settings, people that are doing things you want to do, luxury cars, homes, jewelry, clothes, exotic locations around the world, the places you may want to visit someday. Looking and looking and looking. Now, interestingly enough, when you do this, you're going to notice your feelings, because sometimes when you do this, you actually get depressed because you start believing, I can't have that, I can't have that, I can't have that. Well, when that occurs, then stop the process. But you've already put into your mind these images and pictures, and it will slowly start to turn around. So on a regular basis, every day, you should be doing some type of dream building, such as looking at magazines or brochures. You could also be watching Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, the Travel Channel, and different things so you can start experiencing. You know, they have luxury yachts, homes around the world, luxury homes, the 10 top beaches to travel to. So you can watch some of these videos, and that is a process of dream building where you start expanding the possibilities. Another process of dream building is by going physically out and shopping, going window shopping. Go into luxury shops of places. Go by restaurants and look at the menus. Or go online and look at various restaurants and look at the menus and the restaurants that you want to visit someday. So you can start shopping that way, physically window shopping. Physically drive by luxury homes that you dream about or want. Or physically go to like car dealerships and look at cars. Now I'll give you one other powerful technique. The closer you can get to the item physically, the more powerful this technique is. So if you're going to a car dealership, to look at the car is one thing, but to sit in the car is another. You begin to smell the smells and feel the textures with your own hands. There's tactile contact. That's very powerful at expanding your mind and your belief. It happens over time. It doesn't happen the first day, but it happens over time. Especially if you specifically want something, to go physically look at it and touch it and feel it, makes it more real and will bring it into your existence faster. Because when you physically see it and touch it, it becomes more real and the belief level starts going up. The anticipation that it can be yours starts going up. And the most powerful part of this technique is to physically believe that or imagine that how you're going to feel when you're driving that car, or how you're going to feel when you're living in that house, or how you're going to feel when you're wearing that watch. Go to a jewelry store and try a ring on. Try the watch on. Go to the clothing store and try that jacket on. Try that fur on. And imagine how you're going to feel when you're wearing this in real life. The closer you can get to it, the more you can get the anticipation, the better you will feel, and the more these things start coming into your life. How often should you do this? Every week. This should be a constant, ongoing process. Do you know the richest people in the world do this? I was chatting earlier with my friend, the billionaire, one of the other billionaires we were with from Malaysia. And we're constantly dream building every time we're together. I mean, you know, you can buy anything you want, but we're still out there. We're still looking. We're still experiencing. We're still touching and seeing, because we're still always working on building up our dreams. So dream building is a very effective technique. And the last technique, and this is one of the most effective as well as the Callahan technique, when you're feeling bad. But it's something you should do every morning and every night automatically. You should do this as a habit every morning and every night automatically, no matter how good or bad you feel. But have this as another tool, in addition to the Callahan technique, to use when you do feel bad for some reason. It's called appreciation. You need to understand that every single person on the planet has something that they should be thankful for, that they should be grateful for, that they should make them feel blessed, that they should appreciate. So what this drill is every morning you ask yourself the question, what am I thankful for? And this gets you focused on anything or something. No matter how bad things are in your life, there's absolutely something you can focus on that you can be thankful for. And it doesn't matter what it is. I'm thankful for my great health. I'm thankful for having such a wonderful, lovely wife. I'm thankful for all of the experiences I've had up until now. I'm thankful for living in a beautiful world. I'm thankful for this gorgeous, sunny, magnificent day. I'm thankful for that tree that I can look at and enjoy. I'm thankful for this beautiful river that goes by outside of our windows that we can look at. I'm thankful for that beautiful meal we had. I'm thankful for these shoes I'm wearing. I'm thankful for my wonderful mother and how much love she's given me. I'm thankful for this success I've had in my life. I'm thankful for that success I've had in my life. I'm thankful for anything. You can pick anything to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I'm still alive. I'm thankful that I'm breathing. I'm thankful that I have the ability to think. I'm thankful that I have the ability to think of things that I'm thankful for. Go through this little exercise every morning for just a few minutes, 1 or 2 minutes in the morning and 1 or 2 minutes right before you go to bed. Just think, what am I thankful for? When you think of that, everything starts to change because you're now putting out and transmitting vibrations of love and appreciation and thankfulness, and the universe will start moving heaven and earth, and will start moving mountains, and start giving you vibrations in your life that will make you feel even more thankful. Remember this power. When you put out a vibration, that vibration relates to a feeling. And the universe will give you circumstances and events and put people in your life that will give you matching feelings. Feelings that will match the vibration that you're putting out. So if you are putting out a vibration of how lucky I feel, how blessed I feel, how lucky I am, how blessed I am, how thankful I am, how much I appreciate this, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you put out the vibration of thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guess what's going to happen in your life? You have no idea. But those things that will come in, which you have no idea what they will be, will give you the same feeling of, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're vibrating, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guess what comes in your life? Circumstances and event that make you feel thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're vibrating, that makes me mad, man, I'm so frustrated. Guess what's going to come into your life? More events, circumstances, and people that make you feel, that makes me so mad, I'm frustrated. Do you understand? That's why the simplest way to create a magical life without going crazy is just simply transmit feelings without any specific attachment to a thing or a time. It makes life so much more of a wonder. Yes, you can focus on one thing and say, I really want that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But balance it out throughout the day by focusing on feelings. Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the miracles in my life. Thank you for the wonder in my life. Thank you for this wonderful feeling of just feeling great. Thank you for the amazing things that are happening in my life. Thank you for the feelings. Thank you for the feelings. Thank you for making me feel so good. Thank you for making me feel so good. Thank you. I feel so great. Thank you for I am so lucky. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky. And when you start doing this, you are now transmitting that feeling with power and intensity. And guess what's going to be coming back? Throughout the day, you're going to have more thoughts of things that will make you feel lucky, thankful, blessed, wow, wonder. And then you're going to start getting events, circumstances, and people which make you feel that exact same way. That's how it works. That is how it works. So you must feel good now. It is the most important thing every day. Number one is to feel good now. And when you don't feel, now, the list I gave you, you should be doing many of these things on a regular basis anyway. This will give you a base so that you don't feel that bad. So if you're eating right, if you're taking nutritional whole food supplements, if you've done some cleansing to get toxins out, if you have some electromagnetic chaos eliminators, if you're walking on a regular basis, ideally every day, but a couple times a week, if you're using a rebounder on a regular basis, or a vibration plate, or an inversion table, if you're reading books every day, if you're listening to CDs every day, even for 15 minutes, if you're going to seminars on a regular basis, maybe once a month or once a quarter, if you're listening to your favorite music, if you're playing musical instruments, if you're outside getting some sun, if you're hugging people on a regular basis every day, if you're laughing every day, if you're smiling every day, if you get massages once in a while, if you get in the sauna once in a while, if you have a pet and you play with your pet on a regular basis, if you're doing something creative with your hands like painting or pottery, something creative on a regular basis, if you're dancing on a regular basis, by yourself, for those of you like, I'm afraid of dancing in public, you know, once a day, dance for a little bit. If you're singing on a regular basis, just sing in the shower. If you're cooking on occasion to create something with your hands, if you enjoy that, if you're planting things on a regular basis, playing in a garden, guess what? If you're doing all those things on a regular basis, you're going to be feeling better and 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 better. If you're doing dream building on a regular basis every day, doing some type of dream building, and ideally physically touching things, going to places, doing that as an exercise, and if you're doing what we call the appreciation drill every morning and every night, first thing you do when you wake up, before you get out of bed, right before you go to bed, right before you go to sleep, while you're in bed, and say, what am I thankful for? And just start saying, I feel lucky. What do I feel lucky about? I feel blessed. What do I feel blessed about? And you start doing this every morning and every night. Guess what? You are going to feel so much better every day and every day and every day and every day. And that ball of positive energy is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And your ability to focus, your ability to transmit those things that you want dramatically go up. And then when you do feel horrible, which will happen from time to time, a situation will happen, you know, you get slapped with those divorce papers, or you find out you have some horrible physical illness that you didn't aware of, you got some terrible diagnosis, or somebody that you loved one died in a car crash, and you feel terrible, use the Callahan techniques. Make sure you have access to that. Go to the Callahan website or Gary Craig website. Either learn the technique or your own, or you can deal with a practitioner. They can do this over the phone and give you the patterns of where to tap. But you can also learn how to do this on your own and use that technique. It takes less than 5 minutes and it permanently eliminates that trauma so you can immediately feel better. If you have this access, you will feel much better. And then your ability to use the technique, which is, what do I want? You know, I want to get out of debt. Okay. Now you focus on what you want. I want to get out of debt. You don't put a timeline on it. And you start transmitting that with energy. And the energy is, I'm getting out of debt. How am I going to feel when I get out of debt? And you start getting that emotion of anticipation and feeling good. It's going to be much easier for you to believe that you can achieve these goals and objectives when you're doing all these techniques and you're feeling good every day, every day, every day. Because your ball of positive energy is going to get better. And again, when you build up this dream, the things that you have to believe and say in your head is you can't be focused on the other side of the training balance scale, the how. you can't be focused on looking on your radar screen. It's perfectly okay to say, I'm getting out of debt. I don't know how. Because that's true. You don't. I have no idea. As a matter of fact, based on the information that I have, it doesn't appear that I will be able to get out of debt. I can't imagine how I'm going to get out of debt. But I know I will. And I know it will happen exactly at the right time. And I know everything is going to be perfect. And I feel great. And I know this is going to happen. And it's going to happen because it's going to happen because the law of attraction works. And I'm putting out that energy. And I'm feeling the feeling of how it's going to feel when I'm out of debt. And I'm getting excited what it's going to be like. And I have no idea how long it's going to take. And it doesn't really make a difference how long it's going to take. And I'm feeling this. And start focusing on this. Now, how long should you actually do that exercise? You want to do it at least for a minute and a half, at least for 90 seconds. Will you consciously do that? Because that'll start activating then law of attraction of events. And the more you do it throughout the day, the better it is. Why? Because you become or you get what you think about most of the time. So the key, feel good now. And when you look at this, this is one of the techniques of feeling good allows you to increase desire. Now, I'll give you two other things that you can do to help increase desire as well, so that you start focusing on those things that you want instead of those things that you don't want. And that is, we talked about dream building, but I would suggest two other things. One, called a dream book. I would get a three-ring spiral binder with pages you can put out and take out, and I would make this your dream book. And this is just writing things down. Anytime you have an idea or something you want in your life, no matter how crazy it is, I want to learn to speak German. Just grab your book and where it says dreams at the top, and on the page just write, I want to learn how to speak German. I want to learn how to cook a souffle. I want to get out of debt. I want a Ferrari. I want a yacht. I want to travel to Vienna and have coffee there. I want to have a luxury jet, no matter how crazy it is. Or it could be something as simple as I want to lose 30 pounds, or I want to drink Cristal champagne for the first time in my life. I want to have a private chef. I want to have my better relationship with my kids. Whatever it is, all throughout the day, you should have this book with you always, because it forces you to think of things that you want. It forces you to dream. It forces you to think of things you want instead of things you don't want. It makes you feel better. And write them down, write them down, write them down. Then every once in a while, grab that whole list and rewrite it. Clean it up, if you will, because some of those dreams that you had, maybe you don't want anymore. By writing it down in pen, don't use a computer, magic happens. Something magical happens when you take a thought and with your pen write it down. There's a reason why writing is much more powerful than typing into a computer, by the way, without getting into all the details. When you type, your body, your fingers actually have only 8 movements, so they create 8 neural pathways between the physiology into the brain. So you think a thought, you type it, but now you're taking that thought and only using 8 movements to get it into the computer. But when you physically write, no matter what language you're in, whether it's English or German or French or Russian or Chinese, whatever it is, Arabic, it doesn't make a difference. When you physically write something down on paper, you're actually feeling the thought, because the hand is actually moving. There's over 10,000 various movements. So you start creating over 10,000 neural pathways in the brain, new neural pathways. So by writing things down, it's much more effective. Today, we all, the richest people, always write. We don't type things into the computer. The guys who work for us all type things into the computer. The people who have the top positions, write. So writing dreams down by hand is really key and important. So have a dream book, or it's a dream list where you write things down. And then every once in a while, play with it, enjoy it. So I'm going to go through my dream book and clean it up and rewrite it, because that re-energizes this. Next, so that's written, that's handwritten. And then next you can have what's called a dream board. And a dream board is something that you can have in your office, in your house. And this is where you put pictures of things that you potentially want. These aren't crazy desires necessarily. I want it, I want it, I want it, although it could be. But it can be anything that you potentially want. Pictures of an island because you want to travel to the Caribbean. Pictures of a yacht because maybe you want a boat. Pictures of a different house. Pictures of a fur, jewelry, cars. Maybe pictures of happy families. And you create this with your hands. You do it yourself. You cut pictures out. Or you draw pictures. And if you can take out pictures of yourself and put yourself in those pictures, like you and your family in front of the car, add yourself into the picture, this whole process of creating with your hands makes the reality because it forces you to think about these things that you want. Remember, you get what you think about most of the time. Does that make sense? You get what you think about most of the time. So what we're trying to do here is get you to think about what you want most of the time and feel good about it when you think of it. So the technique is really think about what you want with power and intensity and feel good. When you look at the technique, what does it break down to? Think about what you want and feel good about it when you think of it. Because if you're feeling good about it when you think of it, that means you believe it will happen. If you feel bad, that means you don't believe. That means your dream is too big, it's not in the sweet spot, or that means you still have to work on your belief by doing the various things that we talked about. Does this make sense? That means your ball of negative energy is way too big. So another technique, so basically, think of various ways that you can do things that will force you to think about what you want most of the time. Some people think, well, I'm going to put my key dream, a picture of it, on my car visor. So when I'm driving to work for an hour, I'm staring at it. Perfect. I put it on my mirror in the bathroom. So when I'm shaving, I'm getting ready in the morning, I'm looking at it. Perfect. I put it on the ceiling in my bedroom. So when I'm in bed, right before I go to bed, I look up and I see it and I'm reminded to think about it. Perfect. I make a habit of going through my dream book a couple times a day. Perfect. I put a card in my jacket pocket, or I carry it with me and I have it laminated because I want to remember that it's always there. I put it on my keychain so that I'm always reminded about what I want so that I'm thinking about it. And when you think about it and feel good about it, you are putting out a vibration into the universe and the law of attraction will make it come in. As long as you don't worry about the time frame and just feel good about it, it will happen. Here's the other thing, and again, I want to emphasize this. If you're thinking about one particular thing, remember, oh, I want this new watch. You have a feeling attached to getting this new watch. It's a specific feeling. So when you're putting out that vibration is for the new watch, but also the feeling for that new watch is also being put out into the universe. So the universe will not only bring into you the new watch, but it's going to bring into you circumstances and events and people that will give you the same or similar feeling that you're vibrating. So when you're putting out things that make you feel great, you're getting good vibrations and good situations back. Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. So the two basic things is you must look at what you want as often as possible. You get what you think about most of the time. It must be in the sweet spot, and you know that because you will feel good. Does that make sense? And if you want to focus on one thing, all day, it's feel good now. And anytime you don't feel good, that just means that you're not thinking about the right thing. And the technique that you can do is a Callahan technique to feel better, or do the appreciation technique. What can I feel horrible. I just got this bad news. And I have no idea why it's going to be good, and I can't even make myself feel better about it. So I don't want to think about that. Let me think about something else. What can I feel good about? What can I feel good about? Well, what do I feel lucky about in my life? You will find something, even if it takes a little bit of time. And that starts then transmitting a new frequency, which will attract like-minded, good-feeling thoughts, and you can turn yourself around. Initially, you're going to be at the conscious competence level at doing this, but after a short period of time, you're going to get to the unconscious competence level of doing this, and this, it just happens. This is why when I deal with people, we're sitting around laughing and joking. It goes, hey, how things going? My friend is, we're telling stories and we're laughing. We're having dinner, we're laughing. Guy's a billionaire from Malaysia. And we're just laughing and laughing and laughing. And then I go, so what's going on in your businesses in China? He goes, oh, disaster. Terrible. It's all crumbling. And he's laughing. I go, don't seem like you're worried about it. He goes, oh, it's terrible. It's the worst I've ever seen. I have no idea how things are going to turn around. He says, but I don't know. It'll all work out. It always does. So maybe I have to live in tent for a while. I don't know. But that's the difference. See, we do it automatically. The situation doesn't make us feel bad. And we know that there's some reason that we created it. We created this. And somebody says, well, how could you create that disaster when you're feeling so good all the time? And here's the reason. Because sometimes you need to clean things up before you can build a new structure. Sometimes you have to destroy things. Sometimes things have to be destroyed before there's a new structure. So I don't know, you don't know how the grand scheme of things. If you're putting out into the universe a vibration, I want a new house. I want a big house. Then all of a sudden, your house catches on fire. Seems like a disaster. Believe me, the universe is working it and setting it up so that you're getting that big house. And the first step in that is to create this fire. You have no idea the intricacies and the variables that are being put in play. So you don't really have to worry about it. That makes sense? Good. All right, have a good night. We have a lot more to cover tomorrow, mostly on money, and we're going to clean up a bunch of things. For those listening to the CD, this is the end of CD, and continue with the next CD. And for those here, we'll see you tomorrow.